Yeah, so I would like to explain of what's going on in Ukraine from the point of view of the Mahabharata, which everyone in India can relate to. So right now what is happening is that we have Duryodhan, who is Putin, and we have the Russian troops, the whole of the country, which is the Kauravas, everyone who is supporting Duryodhan. And we have Ukraine, it's Pandavas. They're fighting for their own. And we have the United Nations, who is Bhishma, Father Bhishma, or Granddad Bhishma, who sees Ukrainian cities, Draupadi, being disrobed, being bombed, but does nothing about it. No help, nothing is coming. All countries who understand that there is a problem and do not say anything is Dronacharya. And we need the international community who supports us, like Krishna. We need that support.
So, hi Galina, welcome on the show. Firstly, I want to tell the viewers that you are the president of Ukrainian Club in Singapore and you have your family and friends in Ukraine right now. So, as we were discussing on WhatsApp last night, that bombs were dropping and that is something which is not, I don't know how to put it in words, but can you tell us the ground reality? I mean, you would have been in conversations with your family, with your friends in Ukraine. So, firstly, where are they based right now? And what is happening over there? Are they safe?
Okay, I start from the last word, safe. At the moment, there is nothing which is safe in Ukraine.
Right.
At all. Because the bombing has been done. Okay, so to start with when the whole thing started. On Thursday morning, I am based in Singapore. So we are 6 hours ahead of Ukraine.
Yeah.
And it was my afternoon. I was going to have lunch and I was scrolling through the news, which I normally do. And it was 5 a.m., which is like the dawn of the day there in winter, especially people are still sleeping soundly. So Russia snitched their attack on the sleeping people, the sleeping civilians all over Ukraine. All cities were attacked at the same time with the missiles, with the bombs, all the airstrikes. Then also there were tanks on land coming from multiple directions. So if somebody who was following the events with Ukraine, there was a conflict some time back, we had our internal conflict, we stood for ourselves, but then Russia put their troops in Donetsk and Lugansk in the east. There were people who were collaborants, and they started supporting those troops. And they have chipped off parts of Ukraine. So there was a military conflict for 8 years in that area, only in that area. And then it was not resolved, never resolved, because Russia was denying that they're there. They were killing civilians, but they were saying that this is Ukraine who is doing that.
Right.
So a few months back, there was tension because Russia, all of a sudden, not all of a sudden, but Russia, as per their normal habit, of bullying other countries, decided to dictate to Ukraine what they should or should not do. And Ukraine, for the past 32 years, it's been an independent state. It's been a free state, democracy, just like India. So the tension was there for a few months. And then on the 22nd of February, Putin officially said, okay, we are here in Lugansk and Donetsk. That which is in the east. And on 24th of February, the military started moving to Ukraine from all directions on land, which is from the north, from the west, from the east, and from the south, from all directions, plus the airstrikes. So there is no such thing as safe in Ukraine anymore. I'm very grateful to all my friends who are texting and asking if my family is safe, and if other Ukrainians in Ukraine are safe, but they are not. So it's a living hell there now. I do stay in touch with my family there, and so do other friends of mine who live in Singapore. We are checking SMSs. I mean, we sleep almost, we barely sleep.
Yeah.
And the same thing is with Ukrainians, because they simply can't sleep because they have to go to the bomb shelters. So the aircraft attack sirens are switching on and off every half to every 1 hour in all the cities in Ukraine, small cities and towns. In the capital, people are using the MRT, it's the metropolitan, the underground train system as the bomb shelter. Yeah. So I try to stay in touch with my family. There is, so far, luckily with mine, there is internet. Some of my friends lose the internet connections with their relatives there, with their families and close ones. And for the information, Ukrainians are very closely knit. We are very, very closely knit with our families, and whatever aches my family aches me also. So we are very concerned. Yeah.
Right. So as of now, like, we are recording this on 26th. This is like 9:35 a.m. And whatever the news has come right now, it is that the fighting has gone towards Kyiv, and there are like artillery shelling on the streets over there. Sounds are, coming in. So what is exactly the ground reality? What is the Ukrainian government doing right now? Because President Zelensky, in a statement, he has said that he has called out all the men in the Ukraine who are between the age of 18 to 60 to take up arms. So can you talk about that?
Yeah. So they started moving to Kyiv from the north, because Kyiv is bordering on the north with Russia. So they started going from the north yesterday morning. So they've been moving. Ukrainian military forces are putting up a very, very hard, resistance to that. And their losses are in hundreds, almost 1,000. Luckily, fortunately, our losses are just a few dozens. And that is, it serves them right, because we are defending our own. Hmm. Yeah. So right. President Zelensky made announced on Thursday night or yesterday. I think it's on the very first day it was announced that all men from the age of 18 to 60, they go to the military. But that is not an issue, because there are long queues of volunteers who are standing there waiting in the queue to subscribe and to go and defend their land. And the wives are, we are Kshatriyas, we are Sardars, we don't give up. If somebody attacks our land, we are Cossacks. So we are the descendants of the Cossacks. So the women are trying to see what information they can provide to protect the elderly and the children and the women, and the men are going there to defend. And we did have the armed forces sending that Russia was going to attack, but we didn't know when that was going to happen. And President Zelensky also, he made an announcement that he is staying in Ukraine. Yeah. So we do have the government, and he's under protection also, because we don't want to lose our government. We don't want to be decapitated. So are we all united, standing against Russian aggression in Ukraine?
Всім добрий вечір. Лідер фракції тут, голова офісу президента тут, прем'єр-міністр Шмигаль тут, Подоляк тут, президент тут. Всі ми тут, наші військові тут, громадяни суспільства тут, всі ми тут. Захищаємо нашу незалежність, нашу державу. І так буде і далі. Слава нашим захисникам, слава нашим захисницям. Slava Ukraine.
Slava Ukraine.
So basically, I saw this one video where there is a Russian tank on the streets of Ukraine, and it has just ran over some cars that were going in the opposite direction. And that is a war crime. A tank cannot do that.
Well, so, you see, if it's a war rule, there is no rules which are written in the whole world in black and white, which Russia didn't violate. So they don't care. Just going inside the independent state, the democratic country, for the past many years, with their troops dictating what we should and should not do, is already a very big war crime. I mean, it's a big crime against the humanity. They are doing. I also yesterday I saw the coverages that they have used the uniform of Ukrainian armed forces, and they were attacking the civilians dressed in the Ukrainian armed forces, but they were neutralized yesterday.
And what do you have to say about NATO? Because this whole thing started when the conversations between Ukraine and NATO started, and now NATO has backed out. It has clearly said that Ukraine isn't a part of NATO as of now, so we cannot go into their country and save them.
Ukraine has never been a part of NATO.
Yeah.
So we did have the nuclear weapons after the USSR, and Ukraine was the biggest country which had the biggest massive nuclear weapons, because we are, especially in the east, we had big plants which were producing those weapons. So yeah, we have been sort of like demilitarized, and we had the guarantees given by the US, the UK and Russia that our territory will not be touched and we will remain an independent country. And the, by irony of fate and life, the country, the very country who was promising this, who was giving these guarantees, was the one to attack. So Ukraine has always been oriented to democracy, and we were looking to the West, to the free, kind of like to the countries which have the free will to express what they need to do and nobody can dictate to them. Whereas Russia, they are following the old USSR regime. They are totalitarian and authoritative. And I mean, the recent elections, like 3 years ago when Putin was elected as for life president, it just showed that. So we, it's not our values. We don't want that. And Ukraine has put that up very clearly. So when it comes to NATO, there were discourse and there were negotiations with some, you know, future prospects for Ukraine being part of NATO. But that was not the reason, you know. So as I see, that was used as an excuse that, you know, Ukraine has never been like literally, you know, trying to become a member of NATO. We were like getting the negotiations with them to be friendly with them and all. What all Ukraine wanted is to be a free country, democratic country. We don't have nuclear weapons now, and we want to be democracy, and we want to decide our own fate. And we don't want to look up to the totalitarian, authoritarian Putin's regime.
Right. And as of now, so there has been a UNSC resolution where 11 countries have voted against Russia, and three countries, I think, so it's India, China and UAE, who have abstained from voting. What is your message for the world right now? Because Ukraine, as of now, it seems like US is on the whole of West. It is only going to give sanctions, and there's no military help from US or the West.
We don't have military help or whatsoever.
Yeah.
We do have the armed forces, which we have been building ever since the first Russian invasion in 2014. After snitching and stealing Crimea, they have moved their troops to Lugansk and Donetsk. And ever since, we started building our military forces because we have to defend ourselves. We don't depend on anyone else. However, we rely on our armed forces, but Russia is much bigger. They're outnumbering us by large and by far. So it's like, but we know that the truth is on our side. You know, when Arjuna was going to fight, they had the choice: who takes the bigger army or who takes the truth, the absolute truth. Once you have the truth on your side, you don't have to worry about the numbers who are much bigger than you.
Right.
So this is how we feel now, and we know that the truth is on our side. And yet definitely the economic sanctions, they will help, because we don't know how much money Russia has to supply the weapons. And, you know, every day the civilians are being bombed and they are being killed. And this is just not fair. People who were just 2 days ago sleeping peacefully, they were attacked from the air for absolutely no fault of theirs. They just want to be a free democratic state. And it's a huge message to the world. You know, Ukraine is being torn now. Any country can be the next one. Any country can be next, you know. And if tomorrow China attacks India, will you not, guys, take the weapons and go and defend your country? You will. So we don't want to, you know, there should be the, you know, diplomatic rule. There should be the proper civilized ways of settling the conflicts in the 21st century. Yeah.
Got it. And one last question, like for all the people who, I don't know, like who are in Ukraine right now, if like you had to say one message for them to the world, what would it be right now?
In Ukraine?
Yeah.
Treasure your freedom of choice. Have your values. Believe in your values. If you have the values of truth and you know that truth is on your side, believe in that. Armed with knowledge, go and fight. Like Arjuna, like Krishna said to Arjuna, don't be scared of anything, do your duty. And if the aggressor is there, fight. But definitely, of course, you need support. Stay calm and carry on. If the truth is on your side, everything will be fine.
Got it. So thank you so much, Galina, for doing this. This was a brief episode that we have done. I really hope the situation gets better. Your family comes out safe. So thank you so much, Galina, for doing this.
Yeah, I mean, your prayers will help. Thank you so much.